Mermaids. I haven't been to Greek islands, but they must be similar to this place. Following the Rambla past the port, past expensive homes, you reach the end of the Punta del Este Peninsula. At the end is a parking lot with exercise equipment, two mermaids, a flagpole with an Uruguayan flag flying, and an old man standing perilously close to incoming waves as he tries to fish rough waters while a friend watches. These two mermaids are made from a concrete mix, and they have been damaged. The tail of one has been severed from her body, and there are limbs missing from both. The statues look alive from a distance, and you have to watch to make sure they aren't moving, to realize they are just sculptures. You walk up to them, and that is their problem. It doesn't take much alcohol for someone to get carried away and vent frustration on two goddesses who can't fight back because a workman has anchored their tails in concrete. The two old men fishing are being bold. Wind is kicking up waves, and the one who is fishing is very close to being caught in one and becoming whisked out to sea. At the end of land, I look for Neptune to rise out of the water with his seaweed-foul trident and demand to know what offerings I am making. I haven't been to Greek islands, but it's easy to see how they came to have gods and goddesses. There are forces in this universe we don't control. Building temples and worshiping gods is not a bad precaution.